The Digivolution!
Is that Ben Renning?
Did you see?
Did you hear?
Did you know it was coming?
Our Digidestiny
starts today.
Let me hear you say...
Digimon!
Woo! Even I felt nerdy after that.
Welcome to Podmon Adventure, the podcast where you can't be responsible for saving the world. Today we are watching episode 52 of Digimon Adventure, Piedmon's Last Jest.
Mm.
Coming up on the end ear. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. I'm curious. I'm curious what Piedmon's his last joke is going to be, his last jest.
Mm.
They say that you're supposed to open with your best or your second best joke, and then you close with your best joke.
Yeah.
So I think he's probably got his best rib tickler. That's a really preferred thing to call a joke, I'm just realizing.
Rib tickler?
Rib tickler.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, it's suggestive, but still juvenile.
Yeah. Well, it's like in the Up in Them Guts family of just like overt references to anatomy.
Yeah, tickle them guts.
Tickle them guts. All right, yeah, no. Hopefully Piedmon's not going to be doing any of that. It seems like most of his jokes have been... What is he actually... Has he even cracked a joke? Since he's just a... He's more of a storyteller than he is a...
Yeah, if you want to call him that, yeah.
I guess. Yeah. He hasn't really cracked wise.
No.
He's just sort of menacingly observing a bunch of these children. And now he's about to die, I guess. It's his last joke.
Probably. Or just bomb.
Too. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's going to die.
Yeah.
He's going to die on stage and in our hearts.
Right.
And literally.
Well, we will go find out. We'll be back in a minute to give our review of the Piedmon Improv show. Be right back. Okay, welcome back.
Oh, boy. Predictions were correct, but let's start at the top.
Okay. So, Orgreymon and Metalgurumon are still kind of getting toyed with by Piedmon. He's not just beating the ever-loving shit out of them, but he's fucking around with them a little bit.
Yeah,
doing some bits,
some clown pervery,
some gags. Yeah, they finally start to turn the tide though. When Piedmon puts up a white flag, just immediately like, oh well, I tried, but you got one good hit on me, so. But he throws it, literally throws the white flag at Morgreymon and Melgarurumon and Ty and Matt, and makes them disappear. But actually, he has turned them into keychains. Which is, I mean, that's a clever way to deal with it. I'm with you though. I want those keychains, but I want them to be like as derpy as they are in the, like, if it's just a keychain, like an on model keychain, I don't want that. I want the, like, the beady eyes and
like, I want the really dumb looking Tentomon.
Yeah. So we cut over to Centaurumon and Genii meeting at a mythical wall of fire that the legend on File Island described that no one has mentioned to this point.
No, it didn't matter.
No. Somebody, they don't say who, but someone had to cross the flames according to the prophecy or legend or whatever. Was it Piedmon, or was it Myotismon, or was it Devimon, or somebody else? We don't know. We just know that someone had to cross the firewall because, well,
oh, it's a literal firewall.
It is a literal firewall.
I just realized. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Back at the fight, Andromon tries to hold off Piedmon, but gets chained. Then everybody else, Sora, Joe, TK, Kari, and Izzy, and their Digimon They find a chasm with trapeze bars going across it. But Piedmon finds them and sheets all over Joe and Izzy.
Yeah. Just putting children under your white sheets and turning them into your little toys.
Yep.
Okay, Piedmon.
It's not the perviest thing that he does this episode. Meanwhile, Mimi and Lilymon are scaling up the mountain.
Yeah, Lilymon is like fully supporting Mimi's weight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Let's be fair. Palmon has been carrying Mimi's weight for a while. Sora is hiding with the kids and Gomamon, but fucking Piedmon finds them as soon as Sora talks like a fucking dumbass. Like, they're underneath the floorboards, and Sora's just like, I think we're safe for now, and then just immediately like, duh, you could have whispered or something. Angelmon and Garudamon come to their rescue, but they get caught. So it's down to Sora, TK, Kari, Gomamon, and Patamon are all that's left. So Sora tends TK and off somewhere to pussy slay Kari somewhere safe. Gomamon swipes Matt's keychain, and Sora throws it to TK as Piedmon captures Sora and Gomamon. So TK, Kari, and Patamon are the only ones left. There's a lot this episode.
Yeah.
Like, a lot happens. 20 minutes can be any length of time.
Yeah.
TK, Kari, and Patamon reach the edge of the castle and find a rope that extends up into the sky. They're climbing as Piedmon is approaching, and Angelmon fights Piedmon while they climb, but he gets taken down fairly easily.
Is it because everything's upside down that...
I think it's just magic.
Okay. I was going to say, because this rope is very erect. And yep. It stands up from the base. So it's like, as portions of the rope above them are cut, they just fall down, but they're still suspended in the air. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. The physics is weird. Like, it's enough to make you confused.
Yeah, I mean, I gave up on the physics when the ocean disappeared because they killed a metal sea dragon.
Sure. Yeah. We're in a terrain of testament here, liminal space.
But speaking of, Piedmon cuts the end of the rope, ships TK and Kari like the perv that he is.
Yeah, ew.
Yeah.
Looks like you're falling for each other. Creepy.
Too bad I can't see it because I'm not allowed within 500 yards of a school. and he cuts the rope beneath them, and they fall. And as they're falling to their deaths, TK hallucinates Matt giving him a pep talk, which fucking finally, after all this goddamn time, finally that activates TK's crest.
Yes.
Meet Magna Angemon, head pastor of the digital world.
Arch Cardinal, Grand Poobah.
Well, presumably not this season, since we're so close and no one else has got it. And you know that you've got to have like 40 episodes between everyone else and Angemon getting theirs. But he's still got a mega level to get to. So like he'll get to like Archbishop, or maybe even like Pope.
Yeah,
if he's
the Pope of Digimon. Yeah.
Or I guess, I don't know, is he... Do Catholics have youth pastors or youth priests? Or youth bishops or whatever. Like, I feel like Angemon feels more like a Protestant to me. So he's like the, I don't know, the Billy Graham of the digital world.
If they're Methodists, they're still cardinals. you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's just no Pope.
Right. No, Presbyterian is Diet Catholic.
Methodism is, too.
Yeah.
It's all kind of, or a lot of them are offshoots of Catholicism with various levels of boozehoundery.
Brother Magna Angemon rips right through Piedmon's sheet and turns everybody back to normal, but Piedmon isn't done yet and summons his final Wizard of Oz trope.
Yep.
These are the
monkey soldiers.
Yeah, these are Viomon. Just a bunch of champion level fodder to give Mimi and the Digimon army somebody to fight because they arrived just in time.
Mm-hmm.
Gomon and Tentomon digivolve. So everybody is full up, and it's time for war. And all the Digimon, all the named partner Digimon attack Piedmon, and they're finally able to break his attack. The Magna Angemon opens up his Gate of Destiny, and War Greymon and Middle Garurumon blast Piedmon into it.
Like a good cardinal, he relocates the adult man terrorizing children.
Yeah.
To another zone.
Yeah. Where, what, how, I don't worry about it.
I'm sure there's another 8 Digidestins at least a tri-state area away.
Right.
That are being terrorized by Piedmon as we speak.
But that is not Japan's problem anymore, so. The last remnants of Spiral Mountain are finally disappearing. And as their allies depart, Izzy receives email from Genai. Turns out it is not the Dark Master that they need to worry about.
Of course.
And there is a greater evil to face. So the kids, like, figured out, like, oh, shits, we've been in the real world for a week or two. That's, like, 10,000 years in the digital world. Shit's fucked up. Let's go back. Let's deal with it. Couldn't fucking Genai have done
anything?
Have emailed Izzy at some point and be like, oh, by the way, you're going to go back to the digital world, and you're going to run into some people who are going to tell you that the Dark Masters are the problem. Don't get me wrong. They're a problem. But there's this other guy that's, oh boy, you need to be ready for him. Just no communication from Genai for weeks while they're...
For him, thousands of years.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, once they get back to the digital world and, like, they're dealing with the Dark Masters and stuff. But, yeah, for him...
Nothing.
Between his email that he sent, there's at least a few hundred years, right? If, like, all the time in the first 20-something episodes that they were originally in the digital world was, like, 10 minutes in the real world, whenever they go back, like, there's hardly any time at all had passed, and they were, like, in the digital world for months, if not, like, a year or so. So, like... That day, between him emailing Izzy being like, oh, by the way, there's a prophecy, my Otismon's going to come back, and them going back to the digital world, at least like a decade, probably a few centuries passed. In all of that time, fucking Genai never thought to be like, oh, yeah, shit's been getting bad here, and they're going to get the wrong impression and just waste their time fighting the wrong guys. No. Big, big help, Genai. But yeah, so... That is where we leave off. So, like I said, a lot happened. A sequence of events. Like, often it's a scene setting, inciting incident, a lot of sometimes witty, sometimes not, banter, fight at the end. But, like, this was, like, it kept the pace up. So, general thoughts before we get into our bits and such.
I feel like they just sort of swept this one up and, like, tried to get this in the dustbin so they could get to the final conflict as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
And like you said, they never established that there would be another villain. It's kind of, it feels lazy in the writing department to me to just like have your big bad of the season just get sort of whisked away. I mean, there's a way to do that well, I guess, like to have like there be some greater threat if they're more like connected to the narrative than like the actual one, you know, like fucking Neon Genesis Evangelion, like the final sort of part of that series sort of abandons all of the other motifs and stuff that it establishes and opts for like a completely different form of storytelling and stuff, and it's just it's very different and it works really well. But this just kind of feels like they were like, well, we haven't done anything to establish that there's going to be another threat, but it'll be fine as long as Piedmon is off screen. We have the kids fill in the dialogue, and we'll just have them get a message from off screen.
To be fair, though, I don't think they ever really do much more than this setting up the next threat. Like, it's always...
Usually it's something that happens in the world that we can see, and then they're reacting to it. This happens, like, entirely off-screen. You know, like, with Edamon, like, he's already out fucking shit up whenever they run into him.
Yeah.
And, you know, Myotismon has this whole reveal thing, and he's been affecting things from, you know...
Right.
Behind the scenes before shit actually goes down. Yeah. And there's like the presence of Devimon with the gears and all
right.
that shit, sort of just like establishing a threat and then being revealed. This just sort of feels like there's another boss behind the final boss.
Yeah.
This is like that moment in Dark Souls where like you get the boss's like health bar all the way down and you're like, finally I beat him. And then it turns out they just have another form and you're like, fucking goddamn it.
I would say withhold judgment on all of that until
we see who it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, so I guess let's start with what's some potent potables for us.
Oh, so whenever fucking Wargreymon and Middlegarurumon are fighting Piedmon, one of them calls him a clown, and then he acts like that's offensive. he says, "So I'm a clown, then I'll act like one." It's like you haven't stopped doing that for a moment. Your whole bit is that you're dressed up like a clown, dude. Like it's like putting on like meticulous clown makeup and a fucking honking nose, and then being like, "What, do I look like a fucking clown to you?" It's like, you asked for this. In order to succeed, sometimes you have to step on people. That's another Piedmon line, where he's literally standing on somebody. TK or Kari says, "Mom said never take candy or rope from a stranger's."
It was TK.
It was TK, yeah. And it's like... What did she mean by rope? Now remember, TK, don't let strangers blow ropes on you. Gross. Oh my god. Magna Angemon has only a few lines because he shows up in the third act. But
yeah.
Piedmon's like, "Choke on this." And then Magna Angemon's comeback is, "I'm not hungry."
I think he says chew on this, but either way.
Chew, whatever.
A little less suggestive.
Yeah. And then Tentomon, whenever he sees that Angemon has digivolved, he's like, "Turn around, let me see." Was that Tentomon that said that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Tentomon hasn't stopped being horny, despite being a bug. Yeah, that's all I got for this episode.
Before we go to the lists, I can finally do the thing. So obviously, Angel, Angemon, blah 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 blah.
Magna.
So his Japanese name is Holy Angemon, but apparently that was too much for the American audience.
What?
I don't know. It happens a lot. There are a lot of, I think just about every Digimon with the name Magna in it was Holy. They got replaced with Magna, which is Latin for great. So he's a great angel instead of a holy angel. So I guess it's supposed to imply like
better.
An archangel. Yeah.
Yeah, you know those unholy angels?
Right.
You know those secular angels?
Yeah. So let's start with the easy one. Vilemon is literally nothing.
Yeah.
Our bottom five are Dramojamon, the mole thing with the drill on its head, Tyrannomon, Flymon, Garbagemon, and Woodmon.
I think I'd put him under Flymon.
Okay. And then that leaves our final Dark Master.
Piedmon.
Yeah.
Piedmon, of the main big bads that we've had,
mm-hmm.
he is the least imposing to me for some reason.
Are you considering him the big bad of the Dark Masters?
Thus far.
You consider big bad would be Devimon, Edamon,
yeah.
Myotismon, and Piedmon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he's not very imposing in terms of he also never really does anything that's that devious or evil. He turns them into keychains,
right.
Which apparently doesn't harm them at all. They just have a weird dream of wanting to hold keys.
Yeah, but
if they had all remained.
Exactly.
Keychains, sure. That's a problem.
I don't know. I get what you're saying. He's certainly the biggest threat they've faced so far.
Yeah.
And yet, he doesn't feel threatening.
Right. Myotismon felt more threatening.
Right.
And fucking Edamon was more fun. More of a clown, also. Honestly.
Yeah.
More of a goofy sort of presence and aesthetic. Piedmon just doesn't feel like he's enough of anything to be a really good villain. Because, the clown aesthetic is just not... It's only, compelling when it's very creepy.
Mm-hmm.
In Terrifier or whatever. Just a clown. Just a clown as a concept is, one of the least threatening... things you can think of. I know if you're afraid of clowns, you feel very differently
right.
about that. But it seems very innocuous. Not that any of the Digimon villains are inherently very scary, but Myotismon was hunting women and sucking the blood out of them in the real world. That felt that was higher stakes than anything that's happened so far, just considering that it's all going down in the digital world.
I'd certainly agree below Myotismon and Edamon, who are fairly high up. I would say, personally, I would say higher than Devimon.
Sure. Okay.
I do think that he's more, mostly on personality. I do think that,
Yeah. I think the mystery around Devimon served him pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And the more we learned about Piedmon, the more nothing he seemed.
Yeah.
But he is still more, engaging in the narrative, just because he's just more present than Devimon was. Devimon was just sort of felt like he was haunting this whole...
Yeah.
This whole... His storyline, as opposed to actually being the villain of it.
Above or below Metal Edamon?
I'm saying below Metal Edamon.
Gatsumon. Rock Dude.
Rock Dude. I don't know if I remember.
Pumpkin Mon's friend.
Oh, definitely below them.
Andromon?
Andromon's pretty cool.
Is he cool as a antagonist, though?
Oh, yeah, no. I guess I would, yeah, above Andromon.
And finally, this episode.
I don't know. I can't tell what is just what I brought to this and how much it actually compares negatively, but I would say, like, Champion, like, on the, maybe even on the lower end, Champion.
I'm trying to think of what.
I'd say, like, the strong, let's talk of strong points before we get too deep in this. I would say that, like, the TK's thoughts around Matt are, like, the emotional core, I guess, of the episode. Like, that's the main thing that has to be learned. It sets in motion the like, domino effect of them actually winning. But
So I like that it wasn't just Piedmon dominating them in battle that gave, like, gave him the upper hand that necessitated the, like, the final act shift. With that said, I would have liked more of a back and forth. Like, it's pretty much just, like, he fucks with Wargreymon and Metalgurumon for a little bit. Wargreymon lands one hit on him and he starts cheating people. Yeah. Like, I would have liked more back and forth in the in the first act. Like, let's see. Now we've got our two megas here. Let's see them fight him. Look like they might actually win. And then get through that stuff a little bit quicker than we did. And then get to, because the end I'm perfectly fine with. The end I like. From Magna Angemon onward, like, it's cool to see all of the allies that they've gained along the way.
Yeah.
Help them in battle. The tag team kill at the end. All that is great. Just the beginning is a little bit rushed for me.
It also begs the question why he hasn't been using his disappearing rags, his gum rags.
Or he's saving his best bit for last.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, this is his final his final jest.
Yeah.
Which was a what the fuck is wrong with Piedmon? I feel like Piedmon is just severely antisocial and doesn't, like, get cues. He doesn't even know what his own motivations seem to be.
Yeah. I don't really know that he
doesn't care.
I don't think that he has them. I think he's, like,
he's a clown.
Yeah. He's Joker-esque. He's Jared
he's
Leto.
He's Joker-fried, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Like, I mean, it's a generic, like, take over / destroy the world thing. But beyond that, I think it's, and I don't even think that's, like, really that present form. I think it's just, like, chaos and fucking with kids. He's certainly no Puppetmon. Like, he certainly doesn't have any, like, deeper pathos of, like, wanting friends but being a sociopath and so not being able to make friends and all of that. And he's not, like, he's not as, like, he's not a machine. He's not clinical like Machine Dramon and Metal Sea Dramon were. He's just an agent of chaos. And I think in a slightly higher rated show, like age rating, that could be really, really fun to play around with. Like I think that there is potential of Piedmon being the most interesting villain in this season, but with the handicaps of Standard and Practices, he comes off as one of the not the least interesting main villains.
I would go that far. He's
yeah, I guess if you're looking at mains, I mean, he is, I think he's above, yeah, so he's below Puppetmon, Myotismon, Edamon, and Metal Edamon, but above, Devimon, Venom Myotismon, Machine Dramon, and Metal Sea Dramon, which seems about right to me.
Yeah.
Like, I would agree with that assessment of his character. But we'll see if our final villain is any better or worse in all ways, as we go to our two-part finale, starting with episode 53, Abaklemon Now. We will be back next week with that, and so you better as well. See you then. Bye.